The Montreal Canadiens are really the big story in Canada, aside from the Maple Leafs, I guess, right now, and so are the Edmonton Oilers, but the Montreal Canadiens especially. 7 losses in a row, guys. They got hammered last night on the road in Anaheim as they fell to the Ducks 6-2. Carey Price getting pulled in this one. If you saw the highlights, he was not too happy, smashing his stick on the goalpost after giving up that 6th goal. It's been an ugly start for the Montreal Canadiens, a 13-33 goals for, goals against differential. So minus 20 so far on the year. These guys just cannot score right now, and they're giving up a ton. Ben, if you're a Montreal Canadiens fan, how worried would you be right now about this start?
I'd be pretty worried. And even knowing that it is only less than 10% of the way into the season, you know, we're not at a point where you can necessarily say what this team is, but at least based on what we have seen, the results aren't good. And then Carey Price too, like you said, Rob. I mean, we're talking about a player who's so crucial to their success, who has driven so much of their success, and he's struggling. I mean, you look at the goals that he has allowed in bulk, and that's not a good sign. So I'm not sure that you can conclusively say this team is doomed or they're going to be a failure, but at the same time, it's pretty rough if you're a Habs fan.
Yeah, it definitely is. And Brent, you look at, you know, the moves that they made in the offseason, bringing on Jonathan Drouin, obviously losing guys like Alex Radulov and Mikhail Sergachev in that trade for Drouin, and Andrei Markov as well, bringing in Carl Alzner. There were a lot of, you know, moving pieces for this Montreal Canadiens team in the offseason. I don't know if they necessarily dressed enough of the scoring. You know, Jonathan Drouin's a great ad, but like we mentioned, you lose a guy like Alex Radulov. But you look at the team, and they're not this bad. They're clearly not this bad. I mean, they were atop the Atlantic Division last year. Obviously, like I mentioned, they lost some of those pieces. But even without those guys, the Montreal Canadiens are not a 1-6-1 team.
No, they're not. But this is a team designed to win games 3-2, sometimes 2-1. And if, you know, the guy who is often called the best goalie on earth, if Carey Price isn't going to be that guy and he's going to be giving up 4, 5, sometimes 6 a night, that team's just not going to be able to win. You know, they brought in Drouin and he has been a bright spot for them. He's done what you like both on the ice and off. He basically followed right in PK Subban's footsteps, giving money to the Children's Hospital, yeah, and doing all that. I mean, very involved in the community. He's been everything you could have hoped for the French Canadian savior that they brought in from Quebec, all that stuff. But the other pieces just have not been what they would have expected. You know, Carl Alzner is a guy who big name, has played in a lot of big games. But if you look at a lot of the numbers, people were saying maybe it's not smart to make a large investment in him. You know, losing out on a guy like Sergachev, you have to lose a player like that to bring in talent in Drouin. But when your blue line struggling like it is, it can be frustrating. And you look at that team last night, I believe they set their franchise record for shots in a period. They are just throwing everything they can at net, trying to make something happen. That's a sign of a frustrating team. But I will say they just went out west for 4 days. I believe now they have a few days off before maybe that trip back and, you know, a little team bonding, shake everything off from this awful start. And hopefully, or not hopefully for me, but for them, hopefully they could turn things around.
Yeah, well, Max Pacioretty, you know, 1 goal on 33 shots so far this year. Jonathan Drouin, 5 points in 8 games, leading the team. Carl Alzner, 2nd on the team in points right now with 4, with 4 assists. But it has been ugly, and I don't know what you do because, you know, Claude Julien obviously brought in last year in the second half of the season. You're not going to fire him. I don't think that's going to make much of a difference. And, you know, they moved probably their biggest trade piece in Mikhail Sergachev in that deal for Jonathan Drouin. To expect them to bring in another top flight, top 6 guy, it's going to be difficult. And we're so early in the season and nobody's making trades anyway. So the Montreal Canadiens are definitely in a tough spot right now. They're going to have to figure it out on their own.